2CC podcast.
Roger Simpson is a retail expert and CEO of The Retail Solution, and he joins us to talk about Black Friday and some Cyber Monday sales. With exactly 1 month until Christmas, it's normally the busiest time of the year, but what do these online sales mean for Aussie retailers? Roger, good to talk to you this morning.
G'day, Stephen. Likewise. Nice to chat again.
I do a lot of shopping online these days, and I know I should support local businesses more than I do, but the convenience is just extraordinary. Yeah. What do these sales mean for bricks and mortar businesses, or more importantly, what should they be doing to capitalise on them?
Yeah, well, interesting, because Black Fridays and Cyber Monday are sort of US big sales just after Thanksgiving, so they were slow to sort of catch on here, but like anything, you know, we tend to often follow the trends from overseas, and particularly the States, and it started to get bigger and bigger, and now it's I've heard that sales on Black Friday, Cyber Monday are bigger than Boxing Day sales now. So it's really taken off, and what bricks and mortar retailers have done, Stephen, is they've got right behind it as well. So because pretty much every bricks and mortar retailer is actually saying, "Well, we're doing Black Friday as well." So it's really taken off.
Now, it's been a pretty tough year for Aussie retailers, obviously because the bricks and mortar ones have been forced to close in a lot of cases. Yeah. What sort of boost do you expect Cyber Monday and Black Friday sales to have for the local retail sector? Do you think, I mean, given that most of us are doing it tough, are we still going to spend money?
Yeah, look, absolutely. And you can see what's been happening with the trends. And as soon as Melbourne had their stores reopened, obviously sales increased, and I think it was around 6% or something. So it was quite substantial. And of course, there's been a lot of people that were intending to travel overseas, as we know, Stephen. So of course they haven't been. So they've been investing, spending a lot of money on their properties and various things. So as we know, like Bunnings, for example, they've actually grown sales during the last few months. So look, I think they'll really take off this year even more. And I've been seeing that they've had about a 30% year-on-year growth. So 2018, 2019, and I think 2020 will actually smash that, because people are so much more used to buying online. As you said, shops have been closed, so we had no alternative but to, in a lot of situations, to buy online. So I'm expecting absolutely big things over this weekend. And also, Stephen, just to add to that as well, is that it's not just Friday and Monday. They extend it by a week. Yeah. So it's colossal.
Now, Roger, you mentioned that usually it used to be the Boxing Day sales that were big. Obviously, leading up to Christmas, it makes a lot more sense that you're going to be buying Christmas gifts, etc. What does it mean for Boxing Day? Have the sales, have Cyber Monday and or Black Friday and Cyber Monday had an impact on how much we spend after Christmas now?
Look, absolutely, Stephen, and I think that's what we just seen a dramatic change around shoppers' buying habits, because you're absolutely right. Because if you think back a few years, is that no one discounted before Christmas, because it was the time for retailers to make money, because everyone needed to buy Christmas presents. So why would you discount? And then and all the sales were on Boxing Day. So Boxing Day was massive. Now, of course, that's all changed, and even before Black Friday, Cyber Monday, we were seeing a lot of retailers were discounting before Christmas. I mean, Myer never used to do that, but they're right amongst it now, and so there's lots of discounting happening. So it's really watered down what happens on Boxing Day dramatically. So yeah, sales on Boxing Day are certainly a lot slower than what they used to be.
Pandemic or otherwise, the world keeps turning. Roger Simpson, good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Likewise, Stephen. Thanks again.
All the best. That's Roger Simpson, a retail expert and CEO of The Retail Solution.
A 2CC podcast.